Over the past 5 years, we've seen massive increases in food recalls. Based on our research on regulatory policymaking at the federal level, this is hardly surprising. To the disbelief of many, most lawmaking these days does not take place in the United States Congress. Indeed, experts estimate that up to 80% of statutory activity currently originates from federal agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture through a process called rulemaking. Most rulemaking formally begins when agencies publish a notice of proposed rulemaking that solicits public comments. After considering those comments, the agency may then promulgate a legally binding final rule. In this process, the Office of Management and Budget, which is a relatively obscure office within the White House, is charged with reviewing most government agency regulations, including those issued by agencies and departments like the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services, before they are finalized as law. This office is also authorized to return these proposals with suggested policy changes, so that an agency can modify its rules to better accord with presidential priorities and other goals. Most observers of the regulatory process believe that agencies change the content of rules to reflect OMB's, and presumably the president's, preferences. This degree of policymaking power is not lost on interest group lobbyists, particularly those that are most savvy and sophisticated. Indeed, hundreds of groups have lobbied the Office of Management and Budget to achieve better policy outcomes. At the same time, these lobbying activities have been strikingly absent from most media accounts. Scholars have not done much better. While legal scholars have vigorously debated the merits of the OMB review process, they have largely failed to subject their normative claims to empirical testing. We recently published two papers on the role that OMB plays in regulatory policymaking. Our data include two USDA agencies crucial for food safety: the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and the Food Safety and Inspection Service. We found that business interests, including agricultural interests and food producers, overwhelmingly outlobby public interest groups at OMB. We also found that OMB is more likely to alter agency regulations in their favor. More recently, we also found that under both Republican and Democratic presidents, OMB is more likely to alter rules from liberal agencies than those from moderate and conservative agencies. Moreover, we found that changes were also larger in regulations proposed by liberal agencies. Both findings seem to indicate that the White House deliberately seeks to accommodate business interests over those of consumers by using OMB to support a deregulatory agenda when it comes to issues ranging from food safety to clean air and water, and to accommodations for mine safety.